The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Obviously, they're missing a key part of that defense, but I thought, you know, we did what we had to do.
Love looking for Jaden Reed. Not there. Goes back the other way. Sets up a screen. Bouncing off of people and into the end zone. It's Tucker Kraft for the touchdown.
Yeah, I do feel like we're kind of finding that stride in that group.
Love going to throw a fade here in the corner. It is caught for the touchdown. Malik Heath is in.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
They will. Jacobs is in. Touchdown. Green back with Jacobs in the eye. He'll get it. Jacobs chuck it in. Touchdown number two of the day. Jacobs, no shot. Barreling forward. Touchdown again. Number three for Jacobs in Green Bay.
But it's been as advertised. Those guys have been just instrumental in our ability to win.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I mean, anytime you can get a win, it feels amazing.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
It is a Victory Monday edition of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Victory Monday brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's Connie's Urban Pie and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Packers win 38-10 over the San Francisco 49ers, the largest win in the history of this rivalry by either team. 28 points. Josh Jacobs, 106 yards, three touchdowns. Chew, you talked about going into this stretch of games, kind of coming out of the bye, and obviously, I mean, there were good things in the Bears game, obviously some bad things that you needed a blocked field goal at the end to win. But you have been on the, okay, they need to start ramping up and starting getting to a point where they can be playing their best football at the end of the season. Was this a step in that direction yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't a great step, but it was a good step. Because, I mean, looking back at the beginning of the season, we thought San Fran was going to be better than what
they've been. Yeah, well, they've been, correct? I mean.
And you could say this.
A lot of
injuries. You could say the same for the Bears.
Yeah.
Say the same for the Bears. No, this is a good step in the direction. It was still not great, even though it was a beatdown. And by the way, I won the pool again this week.
How did you win?
My score reflected more of what this game was than anyone else.
All right, hold on.
What?
Well, now I got to take a look because what did you say? 70-2.
70-2.
70-2.
It felt like a 70-2 win.
Nailed it, buddy.
Am I right?
Well, whose side
it
are you
felt
on?
Felt like
there?
A 72. This thing was over from the start. Ashton was there. He can tell us with a bird's eye view what the score felt like.
Yeah, 38-10, baby. That was the score.
I mean, technically, Joshy would have been closer. Josh had it at 30-13.
No, that makes it sound like it closer than it really was. No.
You know what's awesome?
This felt like 70.
I love
to 2.
How no matter what he puts down in the score prediction every week, he made the better prediction than everybody else at this
Chewy
station.
Chewy was right.
Josh isn't here to enforce it. He's not here to enforce it. He's not here to enforce it. I can do it because he's not here.
Josh, not Josh. Ashy.
Wow.
You got too many E's.
That's because of you.
Hey, Ashy, you were there. What did it feel like? When was this game over?
Oh, let's see. It was over when Josh Jacobs spun in the first series of the game and then broke off for like 30 yards, it felt like. It was over. It was done. It was game over. Homer called
it
like
stopped.
The second.
I was at a crowded place down here with a bunch of Tampa Bay buddies, and it was just kind of background noise watching it because it was over, Gabe.
Yeah, first and foremost, so you just played something that's been banned for a month.
I didn't ban it on the show. I didn't ban it.
Well, I have no control.
We never agreed to that.
Yeah, I mean, Chewy and I never agreed.
Yeah.
We're back
Chewy,
together.
Chewy agreed to it.
The bet was breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, do you see what I'm doing? I'm getting ready to gaslight him later in the second hour of the show, so I'm just boosting him up now.
Can I ask you a question?
You always do.
Everyone's using that term. My wife's using that term. What the hell does gaslighting mean? What is
you don't know
gaslighting?
What it means?
Everyone's
How could you not know what it means?
Gaslighting. What does it mean?
I mean, basically lying. I mean, if you break it down to its core, you're just kind of lying.
But you're forcing somebody else to lie.
But no, you're
or no,
forcing...
you're lying to force someone to tell the truth or what they think is the truth based on what you think you're lying to tell them
no,
the truth
No, you're gaslighting. Okay. Gaslighting is you're lying and you're making that person believe your lie. That's what gaslighting is.
All right, I guess I'm fine with it. I mean, I probably do it all the time, right?
Unknowingly.
Well,
yeah.
Subconsciously? I mean, but I don't know if you know you're lying or gaslighting.
I'm so happy to be
It's back. Not a, Chewy, it's not
There's
a lie.
Truth to that.
If you believe
If you
it.
Believe it's... Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had some good takes this weekend. Like, I wanted to start a segment on this show where I'm just going to give you one word and we can talk about it for a segment because we did it Friday night.
How different than anything else you've ever done?
That's basically what we do around here, pal.
All right.
We talk about the Packers.
You know what I started in on? Ketchup.
Okay.
Ketchup's the most overrated condiment
wrong.
Ever.
So
and ketchup does not belong on a hot dog under any circumstances.
As the official Wiener King of Milwaukee, I disagree. Don't laugh at there. That is what I am. That's
just
my God-given title.
The way you really emphasized Wiener is what made me laugh there.
What? I mean, if I'm going to say King after it.
Hey, is it legal? Is it legal to put ketchup on a brat?
Yes.
To me, that sounds like the grossest thing.
I'm not the sausage king. I'm the Wiener King, so I can't.
Who does he look like? Abe Froman?
Yeah, I mean, I can say that, but I will say yesterday at Lambeau Field, I did put ketchup on my cheddar wurst and mustard, but I did put. I need some sweet acid.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten away from ketchup. Like when I was teenager, probably I would put ketchup on a hot dog. I'd put ketchup on a brat. I think getting older and getting a more refined palate means you realize that mustard is superior to ketchup.
It's true.
And I will say this. There are better things to eat with French fries than ketchup.
Ooh. All right. Save that take for hour two because we got a long one on that one, I think.
All right. So back to the game.
Okay. Let's just
Great
play.
Great transition, Chewy.
Let's Michelle Smallman this morning, our friend Michelle, who adopted the Packers as her team because she needed an NFL team on Unsportsmanlike this morning on ESPN Radio, had this to say about her team, our team, the Green Bay Packers.
Don't you think they're the biggest X factor when it comes to the NFC playoff
yes.
picture?
Yes.
They are the biggest X factor in the NFC right now because you're right. We haven't seen the best of Jordan Love by a long shot. They've still won 8 games. Even when Jordan Love was injured, they found ways to win games with Malik Willis. Josh Jacobs and the defense has been outstanding. We trust the head coach. We're just waiting specifically for this one player to turn on the Jets, which we saw exactly at this time last year. And even without him playing up to his potential, they keep winning games. So I don't know. I am still in that I'm going to hold my breath so that I'm not disappointed space with the Green Bay Packers. But I also have a lot of hope that they're going to get hot at the right time, just like they did last year. But it'll be a different outcome this year.
I feel like that's 100% the right take. They're the biggest X factor, Chew, I think, because if they start playing to their potential, which I agree with her, they have not played to their full potential yet, right? I think
Correct.
We all agree with that.
Yes.
And if they start playing to their full potential, they can... I mean, they could play with just about anybody, I think. If they play to their full potential, which they have not done yet, or
yes.
they could easily go the other way. That's what the X factor is. You know, the X factor to me is not something sure. that you can count on. It's okay, this team, because we see it. We see the flashes of it each and every week, but then we also see some of the things along the lines of the drops. And Jordan, I mean, he didn't have an interception yesterday. Very easily could have had an interception yesterday.
Yeah, but I would have liked her to rank where they're at, where she would rank them in the NFC right now. Because I'm with Brady, and I kind of agree with my Tampa Bay friends down here. They're the luckiest 8-3 team or whatever they are right now.
They are 8-3.
And what did Brady say? Brady said that's a little inflated.
Okay.
Because Gabe, Gabe, hold on. And we can all rank them. I'm putting them at fourth in the NFC.
Okay. What, you asked for the Brady sound. We'll give you the Brady sound. So after, was this after the game? This was part of the OT or during the game?
Right at the end of the fourth quarter, like right as the 49ers were taking their last snaps of their final drive.
Here is what Tom Brady, in his assessment, now he has been around this team now the last 2 weeks. They had him and Evan Kevin Burkhart had the game in Chicago last week. This is their first game in Lambeau. So this was Tom Brady, his opinion of what's going on with the Green Bay Packers.
They felt like there was more there, more on the bone. And you talked about how to get to the next level. What have you seen today to give you evidence that they can get to that Super Bowl type level team?
Well, to me, I don't think today is the best indicator of what this team can become. I still think that the ball's been too much of at risk from my perspective, from the offensive standpoint. Too many balls that the Niners defense is touching. They got to clean that up. This is a team that's 7-3, about to go 8-3. Can they really be a factor? What do they need to do? They're going to need some guys to step up on defense, whether that's Rashawn Gary, whether that's Kenny Clark, to be more impactful in the pass rush.
I mean, when I say that, I get called Johnny Raincloud, but, you know, when Tom Brady says it, you know, I think more people are certainly going to listen to the GOAT than some gas bag on ESPN Milwaukee. But, I mean, he's right, too. Like, those, I feel like he has been saying what you and I have been saying for the last month plus.
Yes, yes, yes. You have to look at it objectively.
So, Chu, if you were ranking them, where would you put them?
I heard someone on yesterday's postgame, Gabe, had them as the number two team.
All right, let's go ahead.
The NFC. Okay. I mean, come on.
Let's find out. We'll find out together. Who was that yesterday on Green Bay game night who had the Packers as the second best team in the NFC? Ashton?
Today was a big, we're better than the San Francisco 49ers. And I have no problem in saying that the Packers, right behind the Detroit Lions, are the best team in the NFC. They're going to have to go prove that they're better than Detroit. But as we watch today and what this team did today, it's Detroit and them, and then there's everybody else in this conference. If they play like they did today, I don't care what other team, it's them in Detroit. San Fran is no longer a team that I think you need to really sweat.
Did he tell us the Badgers were third in the Big Ten?
Now, in Tausch's defense, the Eagles had not quite yet demolished the Rams on national television last night. When he gave that take, Saquon Barkley had not rushed for 255 yards quite yet. So I don't know if you would amend the take this morning to have the Eagles ahead of the Packers. We'll have to wait and see if he stands by that take about 2 hours from now on Wilde and Tausch.
I just don't understand. If a team beats you, right, and granted it was the first game of the year, and they really haven't. And they're what, 8-2?
The Eagles are 9-2. The Eagles are 9-2.
9-2.
And they have yet to have their bye.
If they beat you and they have a better record, I have to say they're better than you. I mean, call me crazy. But where do you guys have them? I have them kind of neck and neck with Minnesota.
I would put them.
And Minnesota, but hold on. Minnesota has a better record and they smoked you at home. What do we
sure,
think?
But since then,
being four right now,
I've got them at three. I think they're playing better than Minnesota right now. I think Minnesota, we're starting to see them turn into a pumpkin a little bit with Sam Darnold. Now, the Packers will have to prove that by going to Minnesota and beating them. But I believe that the Packers are playing better football than the Minnesota Vikings right now.
There's a huge gap though between one, two, and then
would
Packers.
You say that, Gabe, because they both barely won against the Bears at Chicago. And Minnesota beat Green Bay at home. So I
yeah, but again, that happened so long ago. That happened so long ago at this point. Like, their game against the Titans, their 12-7 game against the Jags. Like, they're just not scoring points the way they were earlier this season.
Gabe, Green Bay played the Jags, too.
Yeah, and they scored 40 points.
A last-second field goal. It took
with their backup quarterback
to beat them.
With their backup quarterback.
I'm just saying. I don't know how you guys rank these things.
I don't know how
you. Are you doing straight eyeball? Are you doing straight eyeball? Because if you said to me, they're 3A, 3B,
I've got them ahead of Minnesota right now. I think they're playing better football than the Minnesota Vikings are playing right now. I mean,
you're going Detroit, Philly.
Here's what I'm going. I'm going Detroit gap, Philly gap.
Yep.
Not as big of a gap, you know, but I would say maybe half a gap, you know. Like, to me, the Packers aren't, like, right behind Philadelphia. Philly's playing really damn good football. Like, they're playing really damn good football.
Yes.
And, look, maybe I'm going to be wrong and the Sirianni thing's not going to blow up in their face, but then about a half, you know, a half a click, I've got the Packers and then the Vikings right behind them. If they were to play on a neutral field today, who do you think is favored?
Minnesota, Green Bay?
Yes.
It's probably a push.
The Packers are probably slightly favored. Yeah, I'm guessing the Packers by a point and a half on a neutral field.
But it ain't going to be a neutral field.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but that's how I look at it.
But
what's
the line going to be?
That's how I look at it in terms of who is a better team. Neutral field, how would Vegas rank it? I've got the Packers better. So you asked for my process. I just gave you my process.
All right, Ashy, what do you got?
I'm lockstep with Gabe, if we're being honest. I know, that's real shocking. However, I just don't see any other team. Like, even saying the Packers are third, or maybe I'll throw them as tied with the Vikings, I don't see either of those teams actually doing anything against the Eagles or against the Lions. Like, those two teams are just so far and above the rest. Even with a gap between and two, there's a huge gap between two and three.
I love our running offense right now. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. When's the last time rushing attempts doubled passing attempts?
Like, on a consistent basis, 2003?
Yeah. I love our rushing attack right now. I like our passing game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love our passing game right now. I don't think it's dialed in. Not saying they can't get there. And this was a good step. This is, even though half their team was out, that's fine. You know, you can't.
This is what you're supposed to do.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, but this is what you're supposed to do.
This is what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to dominate that game.
Yes.
And they did.
Yes. But now it's got a springboard game. You can't go Miami and then win by a field goal, you know,
so
in the last seconds.
You
got to carry this momentum forward. You're at home. You got your weather. You got a Florida team coming up here in the cold.
On a short
week.
You
should stomp on them again on a short week.
We'll continue to discuss that, but you also brought up the run game, the pass game. I want to know, who do you trust? Who do you trust right now on offense for the Green Bay Packers? We'll discuss that coming up next. It is a Victory Monday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but also right now going on with our good friends at the Ewald Automotive Group. The Ewald Automotive Group Black Friday sales event, it is back, and it's through November 30th. You just have 5 more days to take advantage of $10,000 in rebates, or up to 10% off, or 0% financing with Ewald's exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. Their biggest savings, lowest rates, and maximum trade-in values now through the month end at every Ewald location. Ewald, they make it easy. Just head over to ewaldauto.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it doesn't work.
Chewy,
am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN. Inside, Josh Jacobs. Gaping hole for Jacobs. And a great spin move into San Francisco territory is Jacobs. Big run off the bat of 18.
Kevin Burkhardt on the Fox broadcast yesterday. Josh Jacobs, big game, 3 touchdown runs for the Packers as he is really starting to roll. Packers rolled the 49ers 38-10. Chewy also made ketchup the word of the day. So, you know, just sprinkling some ketchup talk in, you know, squeezing some in here and there. Old Head hit me up on Twitter, Chewy, saying, yeah, I went through that refined taste and abandoned ketchup. Then I pushed the 50 button, was like, who I think I am, and enjoyed good ketchups again.
I probably pivoted the hot sauce.
What about like a good Chipotle ketchup?
10 years of my life. Huh?
What do you, is there really anything you use ketchup on, or do you just have a bottle of ketchup in the refrigerator that never gets touched?
Oh, good follow-up.
Yeah, basically. Like, right now, I mean, I almost would rather have barbecue sauce on a hamburger than ketchup.
I don't know. See, I get what you're saying. There's something to that sweet, acidic-y, like, kind of taste and the flavor, the smokiness that barbecue brings out. But there's something about
a little bit of heat, too.
Yeah, but there's something about ketchup. And I do love, like, a good Chipotle fancy-ass ketchup. That's my jam right there. Or my sauce, as you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's for me.
Dave from Aaron chimed in, 800-990-3776. Right now, the pack is starting to play like mustard on a brat, still dabbling with ketchup, but the hope by the end of the season, they will be mustard dependent.
Shout out Dave from Aaron.
It's bringing everything together.
Ketchup on a brat, I can see it on a hot dog, I guess, but not on a brat.
No.
And it just overpowers the brats because, Gabe, brats are kind of bland to begin with. And wow. The ketchup overpowers it.
You're having the wrong brats, pal.
I mean,
you're telling me brats aren't bland?
No.
Compared to an Italian or a kielbasa?
I mean,
right, well, hold on. Now we're getting the spiciness of the meat here and the adding of the spices. I don't know. And you're smoking it, you're charring it. I mean, what about chorizo?
That's a little too much for me.
Baby.
Like, I can eat chorizo chopped up in eggs or something like that, but standing alone.
I mean, chorizo. Chorizo's the king to me of like when you're starting to talk about like a breakfast burrito, like that's where chorizo sings.
Honestly, the conversation starts and ends with chorizo when it comes to that. I'm putting it on the poll, Chew. I'll put it on the poll for you.
Okay.
Does ketchup belong on a brat? Yes or no?
No. Pull it, whatever.
I'm going to pull it. Don't worry.
No, again, and maybe it's because I do a lot of the honey mustard brats from our friends at Bunzel's. That's like my go-to brat. You can't do ketchup on that. Like, it's a honey, you have the honey mustard cheddar, and really it doesn't need anything, but I'll throw a little bit of, it's got a pretzel bun, little bit of mustard, and that thing sinks.
You know what, I'm big on pizza now?
You say Brett pineapple, so we're ending the show.
No, not pineapple. But Brett used to be so annoying because he would eat his pizza with French dressing.
What?
Well, hold on
right?
a second. I'm
and he thought it was the greatest thing.
Wait, so he would just take like a piece of pepperoni pizza and dip it in French dressing?
And he would just not let up until you tried it. Would not let up.
What
and I'm
hell?
Like, Brett, I don't like that. I think it's gross.
But the verdict?
Try it. So every time you have pizza with the guy, you got to try it just to pacify him. But I will tell you this, what I like on my pizza now, honey.
Hold on. What the hell does that have to do with French dressing?
Telling you.
Are you just like drizzling honey on the entire pizza when you open the box?
Hot honey or regular honey?
Regular honey.
No, dude, try hot honey. Hot honey is the new goat.
Bacon and onion and drizzle a little honey on it. Oh, my God. It'll make your sticker peck out.
Oh, you can say that.
I just don't like when he says
that. Yeah, I know, but he did it in the right way. He was very creative in the way he said it. He's fine.
Yeah. Here's Chewy, let me put it this way. Hot honey on pizza is this year's Lions currently. Number one, by far.
Why hot, though? What does it do to the honey?
It's spicy. It's spicy honey is what it is. So it's like... It's honey with a little bit of like spice and pepper in it. It's infused. And you put that little pizza, little action there. I'm telling you, that is the Lions right now.
Man, we've got...
I'm telling you, it is good.
What are we doing, NFC teams as food? Is that what we're going to do this morning?
Do we want to do that? I mean, give me some time. I'll come up with an entire list.
All right, Gabe. So Joshy, I don't know where he got this information, but he said the line on a neutral field against Minnesota would be one.
One or one and a half, yes.
Which is basically a coin toss.
Yeah, but it would be the Packers slightly ahead of the Vikings, which is where I have them.
Well, we're going to find out is it more than a couple?
It's like
weeks?
A month. It's still, they have so much before they get to that portion of the schedule, Chew. That game's not until I guess it's a month, the 29th. The 29th of December. So it's after Christmas.
See, let's go back to last week because I nailed this game. I nailed it, Gabe. And you said you were worried. I said I am. I was more worried about the Chicago game.
I mean, I wouldn't say
and
you.
This is when I thought.
Hold on. Before you say you nailed anything, you also guaranteed us that Brock Purdy was playing on Friday, and before the end of the day, he was ruled out.
I don't remember.
Chewy
that.
Was right.
Oh, shoot. That's not what happened. Right. Nope, might be.
What are we doing?
Might be.
That button's
I
been
don't remember that.
I didn't ban it.
I don't remember that, but here's the problem. Now, Gabe, and I nailed it with a 70-2 because it felt like a 72, and I said I was not worried about the San Francisco game at all. I'm worried about this Miami game.
See, okay, so I wanted to ask you about that because, to me, we've had the conversation, a trap game and Glendale effect, Greendale effect, whatever. We've had all these different Chewy-isms about all these different games, and this Dolphins game, to me, seems a little worrisome because you know you have the Lions coming right after. And I'm sure after you beat up on the Niners 38-10, you're chomping at the bit like, hey, we want the Lions. Let's see where we match up against the Lions now, right? And you still have a game coming up on a short week, mind you, so you're not going to be really practicing throughout the course of this week with the Dolphins coming to town.
Against a team that airs it out and has nasty weapons. And where are we at with Jair?
Oh, he's not going to play.
Because of Jair?
He's not playing. I can promise you right now he is not playing against Miami.
I am more worried about this game than I was San Francisco when I thought Purdy was going to play.
Oof. I mean, look, I understand it. I understand, especially if it's, I mean, because yesterday was cold, but it wasn't like brutally cold.
What's Thanksgiving supposed to be?
Take a quick look here, but I don't think it's supposed to be like in the teens or anything like that. You know, I don't think it's supposed to be that cold in Lambeau.
This game, see, this is what they have to do. They have to start stacking wins now. Right.
Well, Thursday. Okay, hold on. It could be so around kickoff. It is going to be below freezing. It's going to be 28 degrees around kickoff.
Okay. Well, they ain't going to like that.
Yeah. So you got that going for it. But I like your point of the Packers cornerbacks. Jair is not going to be healthy for this game, and they certainly have some weapons on the outside. Again, not shocking, but our audience reacts more. It's a Victory Monday brought to you by our friends at Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Even though it is a Victory Monday, it feels like our audience wants to talk more about the Palermo's aspect of that, the food aspect, than the actual victory part.
I'm working on my condiments list as NFC Teams as condiments right now.
Ooh, NFC Teams as condiments.
Yeah, you tell me when you need it. I'll have it ready.
Okay. All right, we'll come to you in hour two. I want you to marinate on that.
Thank you. Think about it.
Give it some time, and we'll certainly come back to that. We've got Alan Kohler saying hail no to ketchup on a brat. Alan saying ketchup is acceptable. I'll have it on a brat. However, the second brat is always just mustard. Third brat is a specialty mustard.
Ooh, like a rot sauce, perhaps.
Maybe something like that.
We do have someone chime in with stadium sauce, the best of both worlds, if you're talking about like barbecue, ketchup, or acid, kind of.
So the secret stadium sauce is, I don't know what that is.
The secret, Gabe.
It tastes like nostalgia to me, is basically what it is. It's an old county stadium thing, secret stadium sauce.
Now I got to get Chewy a bottle.
So it's an old county stadium thing that they've brought over to AmFam Field. So it's been at the ballpark ever since they built it. When I was a kid going to games at County Stadium, like I would put secret stadium sauce on every hot dog I ever got. And so I still do it when I go to the ballpark.
What do you think it is? A ketchup base?
There's definitely ketchup. There's a little, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm sure somebody will tune in or chime in via the talk and text line, 800-990-3776. But then somebody does stuff like this, Chew, where no offense to Josh in Lake Geneva, but now I can't trust him.
Didn't Josh in Lake Geneva years ago cut a sandwich into fours or threes randomly?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Shout out. That's callback
that
for anyone listening.
That is a callback. We already didn't trust Josh because he loves ketchup with a good steak.
Oh, God. I don't even like steak, and I know that's a bad take.
Come on, Josh. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Ketchup. Now, I'm not going to lie. My mother wasn't the greatest of cooks. She could cook Polish food. But we used to, in the household, put ketchup on our spaghetti.
So instead of having a tomato sauce, you would have ketchup?
No, she would have her sauce, and then on top of the sauce, we would put ketchup.
That means, again.
What does that say?
That means you needed some flavoring. I think that's what that says. 800.
Hey, I'm just saying.
990-3776. Let's quickly hit up Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Victory Monday.
All right, guys, here's the deal. We're going to cover some food first, and we're going to cover the Packers. With regards to pizza, if you ask any human being under the age of 30 what they like on pizza, they're going to tell you ranch dressing. They put ranch dressing on everything when they're under the age of 30.
He's right that they'll say that, though.
Right. Yeah, but Ranch is so beat down. It is so beat down.
Will, who is 21 years old, agrees.
Wait, so Will, who is intern Will, who's been helping out on the show quite a bit recently, he puts Ranch on his pizza? Is that correct?
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
he does.
All right. Mm. All right, so, okay, we tested Jeff's theory, and Jeff is correct. I wish we had a button for you, Jeff. Okay. Unfortunately, we don't.
Okay. Okay, sorry. And then I completely agree with Chewy. Brown mustard is the only thing to have on hot dogs or brats or Italian sausages.
Chewy and was I will right. Tell
you, I'll hit that one for you.
Chewy was right.
Now there is a caveat. I'm with Gabe on the secret stadium sauce, but it's purely nostalgia reasons.
Yep.
Like Gabe, there's just something about having that, and it is good on brats. It's good on brats.
Oh yeah.
So let's go on to the Packers. I agree, actually, in terms of their ranking with Chewy, and I would actually say they're probably fourth or fifth right now. They're 8-3, and I'm glad they won. It was not a signature win by any means.
No,
and their pass offense right now, their pass offense to me is kind of the weakest link in their team right now. It's just you can't rely on it. You cannot rely on it, and I do think you're Chewy, remember when Brett was in his early years, you guys would have a big game, and as a fan, the one player you were worried about going into a big game was Brett, because you weren't sure whether you're going to get the good Brett, and I think that's where Jordan is, and I'm not sure why, but he has got to learn to play more consistently. And
who's your fourth team? Who's your fourth team that you would have ahead of him?
Well, that's
you said you might have them five.
I mean, you can't put the Commanders ahead of them after the Commanders lost to the Cowboys.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Unfortunately, Jeff dropped. So I don't know if that would be the Commanders. I think it would be hard to rank the Packers lower than fourth. Again, at that point, you're just discussing, do you have the Vikings or the Packers at third? I will say this to Jeff. Hopefully, Jeff is still listening. It doesn't just have to be brown mustard. If you are looking for a really good brat, and Chewy, I know you're a really good mustard. Chewy, I know you are going to agree with this. There is a beer and brat mustard that has a little bit of horseradish on in it. It is spectacular.
That's all right.
So try that on your brat next time you're making brats at home. Just a little suggestion. It was Ashy's first game at Lambeau Field yesterday. He got to experience the greatness, the hallowed grounds of Lambeau Field. For the first time, we're going to check in with him. He's going to give his review of Lambeau Field. Coming up next, with a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a longstanding commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Love looking for James Reed. Not there. Goes back the other way. Sets up a screen. Bounces off of people and into the end zone. It's time. Touchdown.
Good to see Tucker Kraft get involved in the game yesterday with that receiving touchdown. Packers dominate the 49ers 38-10, now 8-3 on the season on this Victory Monday. We're also apparently talking about condiments. Ashton is going to be releasing his NFC teams as condiments rankings later in the show. Shout out to Chef Ed, who lets us know that Secret Stadium Sauce is a mixture of barbecue, a little ketchup and brown mustard, and a little bit of liquid smoke syrup. Chef Ed also says, never put ketchup on a brat.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound good. Gabe, that sauce doesn't sound like it's rock star either.
Again, I am going to tell you right now, Chewy, I am going to consistently overrank that. Because it's something I had as a kid, and again, it just tastes like nostalgia to me. So when I go to the ballpark, when I go to AmFam Field for a game, and I get any sort of sausage, whether it's a hot dog, whether it's a brat, whether it's an Italian, I am putting the Secret Stadium sauce on it. Because that's what I did as a kid, and that it just takes me back to going ball games as a kid.
You rang?
All, all, most barbecue sauce has ketchup in it, correct?
If you're it's a base. Yeah, it's a base. Start
with a, yeah, okay. I kind of want it just gone out of our lives.
Okay. Ketchup, you want ketchup completely out of our lives?
I think we could survive without it. And I'll be disappointed if Ashy has it anywhere in his rankings.
Okay, well, when we get to the rankings, I will explain to you how the rankings work, okay. And then you'll be okay, probably.
What if he ranks the Giants as ketchup?
No, see, now we're not doing the whole – I'm just doing playoff teams as ketchups.
Oh, okay. As condiments.
Now, if you guys would like to, in the second hour – this is what we call your radio tease, Chew. You might want to learn that. Now, in the second hour, when we talk about this, if you guys want to give me some consolation teams and condiments, we can talk.
All right, Ashley, but I want to talk to you about right now. What I want to talk to you about right now is your trip to Lambeau Field.
Buddy.
First ever trip, Chewy, for our guy to Lambeau.
It is the weirdest experience for someone that has never experienced it before. The thing that you always hear about Lambeau if you're an outsider, it's like, oh, it's just in the middle of a town, just boom, there's a stadium. Guess what, guys? That's right. It's just in the town.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been to the Trio before.
Once? I've been to Green Bay three times in my life, and they all happened this year.
You have been to the Tundra Trio. It's literally houses, a fence, and the Lambeau Field parking lot.
And it's wild, but I also understand why it's such a cool experience and why everyone loves it so much. 80,000 people, way too many people. We don't have to get into that part right now. But, like, it's so cool. You just walk around. It feels like the town is shut down. It's not, but it feels like that. Everyone's going to the game. Everyone's walking around. Everyone's hanging out. No one's being mean to opposing fans. It was a million 49ers fans there yesterday, which I know people probably weren't thrilled about, but everyone was nice to them. Like, it was just such a
Can Milwaukee fans get mad at Green Bay fans for selling their tickets?
Let me.
Isn't that what we do now? I'm sorry. I digressed you.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Because you grew up outside of Chicago.
Yes, I did.
Bears fan. Are you slowly trying to convert?
No, you know, I think there was a point in the time around – Gabe can speak to this. Around 2021, 22, I feel like a Packers fan. I feel like I switched completely, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. I bought a little bit back into the Bears. I'm a sucker.
Oh, you bought into the Caleb hype, didn't you?
Yeah, but now
– And Flus. I'm out on him, but yeah, I bought in on Caleb.
I was about to say, if you're still on Flus, I think we'd have to fire you right now, much like he is going to get fired later in the season.
I mean, you live here now.
Yep.
You're going to continue to live here.
Yep.
I mean, like you said – Packers fans, very welcoming. Why don't you just make the transition? You know we're going to win. You don't know if the Bears are ever going to win.
We don't know if they're ever going to win
again.
It's
the same thing every
year. That's a fair point.
You could be fans. How about this? We have a couple different packages, the all-in package. You can be fans of both. How's that? We have a package.
Hold on.
Can we?
I want to hear more about your package.
And a Bears fan.
Hi.
Pardon?
Chew, I want to hear more about your package. So... when it comes to this, what kind of package are we talking about? What size is this of my fandom?
You have to. It's got to be a 5-year commitment.
No.
And you. Yes, it has to be a 5-year commitment.
Big package.
What are you selling? A fan timeshare? Is that what you're trying to sell right now?
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so how much of a fan?
You have to buy the lifetime. There is lifetime available, but I don't think that's a good fit for you. So there's a certain package, but you have to have as much Bear clothing as Packer clothing.
Okay, I currently own one Bears hat, and that's the extent of my Bears clothing.
Well, speaking of that, so what did you – well, first of all, so I'm assuming did you go to the game with your fiance?
No, I did not. She had zero interest in going.
Okay, so she's not like a Packers fan that could also influence you the way
No, she's from Illinois, too. She doesn't care about sports, though. I love her dearly, but it's okay. She doesn't care about sports.
So what did you – as a fan of neither team, just hoping both teams would have fun yesterday, what did you wear to the stadium?
All black, baby.
Because you didn't want to commit?
Yes, 1,000%. I did think about yesterday morning before we left Milwaukee of going to the store, like Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart, whatever, just like buying a cheap like crew neck and just throwing it on because I knew it was going to be cold out. And I opted to save my $20 to $40 and just wear a plain black hoodie, a plain black rain jacket, a plain black like winter hat, and then jeans. That's it. No insignias, no rooting. I clapped when everyone else was clapping. I was nice. I didn't root for the 49. I was there to enjoy the experience.
But how did it feel? How did it feel to win a game?
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'll look in the camera directly here in the group of offices, One Call It's All studio, and speak directly to the camera. It was pretty sick. It was good. Winning is fun. Turns out winning, awesome. Losing, bad.
Okay.
Even when they won the way they did yesterday, where it was like, oh, they're kicking ass, but it didn't feel like it. It was just like a constant win. It was nice. It was nice to not feel threatened ever.
What was the best part about being in Lambeau for the first time?
Great question. The prices did not seem exorbitant. Like I got a beer, I got a pretzel with cheese, and I got a cheddarwurst, and it was $20 total for three things. I feel like you go to most places, that's $30 at least.
Worst part about being at Lambeau Field?
Bathroom lines.
Yeah, I feel that's a big complaint.
No direction in the lines. I mean, for crying out loud, people, you either have two lines and split off in different directions, or you go one long line, stay in the same direction, leave a lane for people to walk. The lines were ridiculous. You got half the guys going straight back. You got another quarter of a line going kind of curved. And then you got a third line just standing there waiting to find their way. I just, you know.
Where were you sitting?
129, so it was, I don't know, by one of the end zones. I don't know directions. South, north, east, doesn't matter.
It's north or south are the end zones.
Well, the addition is the south. The new addition is the south.
Is that worth all
so
the,
were you by there?
Where there's a bunch of, yep. Where are the levels at? Yeah, that's the end zone that we were in. We were in the, if you're watching TV and you see the logo the correct way, we were on the opposite side. So we saw the logo upside down. It was great. I had a lot of fun. That was also my first NFL game. Just in general, I'd never been to a Bears game. I went to Camp Randall for the first time ever last weekend to see my first like big time college game. That was great. That was a good time.
Our boy Ashy's just branching out, experiencing new things.
LIVIN, guys. I'm just out here living.
The people.
Yeah. And okay. I'm awesome.
I think we got him, Gabe. I think we got him.
You didn't.
He's realizing that Lambeau's better than Soldier Field. The Packers are a better product than the Bears. Like, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before he converts.
I just got to try one of those Kroll's burgers. That's what I need still. I didn't get one yesterday. Got to try.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you're going up for like a non-game day event at the Trio, just wander over there.
I just feel like that's what I'm like. What?
Butterburger?
Yeah, the Kroll, because Kroll's is like there. Right next to Lambeau Field there.
Oh, Chewy, you and me, date?
I've never been there. Yeah.
I'm guessing Chewy will never, ever go there. I don't know the next time you're going to be in Green Bay.
Well, I guess we got to go for the draft.
You get to go. No, we get to go, Chewy. We get to go to cover the draft. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to hang out. We get to do that.
I'm not done negotiating. There's got to be some.
I'll give you your own bottle of rot sauce.
Dan says, hey, Chewy, tell my 6-year-old he can survive without ketchup.
Yes.
I mean, that's.
You can. That and ranch.
Well, kids do need the ketchup. And Justin says, I blame Chewy as to why Heinz Field is no more.
That's a fair point. That's a great point.
Yeah, but you know what? I will say this. When it comes to ketchup, Heinz is the GOAT. Nothing else is close to Heinz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. What any other brand.
Hunt's.
Not even close.
Store brand.
Never heard of it.
Which Heinz. Is part of the problem.
I mean, Heinz does make
Heinz
other
is,
condiments.
Is the go-to ketchup.
I mean, Heinz makes mustard. They make a barbecue. It's not good barbecue, but they make a barbecue. They make a million different things.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to trust them past ketchup and yellow mustard.
They don't even make the best yellow mustard, if
Heinz?
I'm honest.
Yeah, I'm not going to trust them beyond anything like that. There are barbecue companies that I'm going to trust for barbecue sauce. Chewy did something this weekend. Chances are, you have no idea what it is.
God, this is such a good topic.
I can't believe he did what he did. He said, hey, I thought about doing this, which meant I thought he wasn't going to. And then he did anyway. We dive into what Chewy decided to do on Saturday night that prompted Evan Cohen to text me, don't have to do any show prep, don't even have to watch the Packers game. Your show is all set for Monday. Next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought
Salvation
every time
Army.
That they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashy laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong.
He's
not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Even when he's in Florida, Chewy can just send ripple effects through GKB up here in Milwaukee. So this is on Saturday, and we get a lot, up front, we get a lot of emails. I'm sure a lot of other businesses, you get emails, whatever. We get emails from part-time, you know, from part-time employees, you know, who are here, part-time teammates who are here over the weekend. You know, we got games going on. Maybe somebody sends Bucks highlights or Marquette highlights, or because UWM and the Panthers play over on 101.7 The Truth, we'll get Panthers highlights. And the Panthers had an event going on this weekend at UWM Panther Arena, and we got some highlights. We got some highlights from the Milwaukee Panthers versus Wofford Terriers game, which, again, seems like it's very innocent. Like, nothing should, you know, should come of this. Like, why are we talking about this? It's easy. Because the person who sent the email, his name is a teammate here, and his name, his full name, is Richard Pounce. So we get an email from rpounds at goodkarmabrands.com, which prompted Chewy to say, "The email from a Richard Pounce, I wanted to reply all, maybe the greatest name ever. I love that guy. I don't even know who he is. I have to meet him." So again, Chewy says, "I wanted to reply all. Just, I wanted to." Making us believe that, oh, he wanted to, he thought about it, he thought better of it, and that this would just be a funny joke that he would share in the group text between myself, Jen, Ashton, and Joshy. Which Joshy's playing around, you know, Chewy sent the screenshot of the email, and Joshy just, the next two texts are, "Richie Pounds! Oh, Jesus." Because Chewy decided to reply all, not even just reply individually to Richard Pounds, but he decides to reply all, "Dude, you have the best name ever." And this went to so many people. This went to every content teammate for us, for TMJ, for The Truth.
It went to almost 300 people.
Yeah, like almost 300 people. Chewy decides to point out that this dude's name is Richard Pounce, and on a Saturday night says, "Dude, you have the best name ever."
When he replied to me, did he reply to all?
Yeah, sure did, buddy.
Yep, or he certainly did.
He did?
Yep.
Like, hey, I thought that was awesome.
Hey, Mark.
Here's how it went
down.
Here's how it went
down. LOL.
So we were watching a football game somewhere, and I was with a handful of people. Angie was there, and I get the email, and I can't stop laughing.
Well, of course,
I'm like, this guy has got the greatest. And you know where it brought me to, Ash, and I believe you were producing the show.
Yes, I was.
Officer Richard Cox.
Yes, well, lieutenant. I believe he was lieutenant.
Respect him,
Lieutenant Richard Cox,
who is somebody who
pulled Brett out of a bar fight before he even played a snap for the Green Bay Packers,
which led to Dr. Richard Head. Continue.
Yes, and then you know our loyal listeners started texting in.
Yep.
Was it officers' names?
No, it was just
there
people,
were some great names.
The best names.
So this is
the best
where
last
I went
names
to,
you can have if
right?
your first name is Richard. It's basically what it was.
Now I am I'll be 56 going on probably 19 or 20. I mean, I act like a child at times.
Yeah,
which
I mean, I would
don't
say 16, 17. 16, 17.
So this is how it went down. I don't want people telling me what to do.
Oh boy.
Which my wife was. She said, "You can't hit reply all." And I'm said, "Who says that? Who says that? Who says you can't hit reply all? Where is the law or the rule that says I can't do that? This name is worthy of reply all."
Just to let you know how fast this all happened, Chewy's initial text went to us at 6:55, where again, we thought Chewy was being a reasonable human being, that he would just see the name rpounds at goodkarmabrands.com, chuckle and keep it to himself, said, "Oh, I thought about doing this." He went from, "Oh, I thought about this," to actually doing it in 2 minutes. It took him 2 minutes to go, "Nah, screw it, I'm going to reply all. Dude, you have the best name ever."
And my wife was sitting there going, "Don't do it. Don't do it." I'm like, "Why? Why? People need to know. What does he go by? What does he go by?"
He goes by Ricky. He's one of the nicest humans you'll meet. I can't wait for you to meet him. I wanted him to come on the show this morning, but he didn't reply.
No, I don't want to meet him. I don't.
This is why
I don't want to meet him.
You don't want to meet him.
Because I have a picture in my head.
You don't want to meet
him. I have a picture in my head.
It's not
And
correct.
I don't want that to change.
I don't think it's going to be correct.
It isn't?
Whatever your picture is, I don't
think
it's going
to meet him.
Yeah, because you don't want to meet your heroes.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
All right, let me ask a question. Hold on. Glasses?
Does you want the answers or not? I don't know if you want to know these things.
Yes. Does he wear glasses?
He does on occasion.
All right. I got this. See, this is... I might be a medium. I got to figure out what I am.
Wait, I thought we didn't believe in medium.
Dark hair?
We made fun of Jen 2 weeks ago for going to see a medium. And now all of a sudden
dark
you're
hair?
A medium?
Dark hair. Ashton, dark hair?
I mean, yeah, he's got dark hair.
5'10". 5'10"?
He's almost my height.
He's tall?
Yeah, he's tall.
Skinny?
No, good build.
Really?
Yeah.
Patchy fuzz on his face? How old?
No,
24?
I'd say he's my age, a little bit older maybe. He's actually got a good beard.
All right, I missed on that. Now I don't want to meet him because I think he'd be better at 24, 5'10", glasses, like beard not coming in everywhere. So now I don't want to meet him. He's in a place, and it's a great place. But this whole reply all, who's making rules here? You know me. I don't like to follow rules.
So this is what you are trying to tell me is the fact that I had multiple people texting me. I had multiple things. I had multiple group texts discussing your decision to reply all to Richard Pounds, a teammate here at Good Karma Brands, with dude, you have the best name ever. Like this took over my Saturday night for like a good half hour with people texting me. Like they couldn't believe that you actually replied. Could not believe it.
I think people should know. And now they do. Richie Pounds is probably the most famous person in the company.
In the
today.
Office now?
It's Ricky, and I please. It's Ricky Pounds.
You can't call him Dick?
I mean, his name is Richard, but he does not go by Dick, no.
He goes by Ricky.
He goes by Ricky.
Once again, Gabe. And who says that? I don't follow rules.
It's his name.
Well, I mean, it's his name. I mean, he kind of goes by what he says, you know? Like, you can't call somebody whatever name you want to call them.
Do you think Richie, Gabe, let me ask you this. Do you think Richie would have a problem with me calling him Dick?
Well, no, because you're an intimidating individual. That's why.
And I don't like to use that a lot. That's a lie.
That's.
I know he doesn't want it, but I want to set up the meet. You know, I know you don't want it.
So what were people saying about my reply?
Well, they just thought it was hilarious.
We just love you, Chew. Yeah, that's like, it. You're just the best.
Seriously.
Oh,
like,
okay.
No one was mad. You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to hit it. Gabe, you can't stop me.
Chewy was right.
Who makes the rules? Why can't he reply all
that? Chewy was right.
Well, no. So basically what you're trying to tell me is that this whole thing is your wife's fault. Your wife should know better that especially at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, she can't tell you what to do because you're going to be defiant.
To the point where she took my phone and tried to delete. Wait. And tried to delete the email.
She tried to undo the email?
And that's why the transaction happened so quickly.
Because you
that's why it was so quick.
You could sense it was
she's
coming.
She's trying to delete it, and I'm like, I got to get this out before she deletes it. And I'm glad I did it.
It's a quick draw from you, buddy.
All right, so.
Did Evan get it?
Yeah, of course he did. Yes, he did. He sent me a text saying, hey, there's your show for Monday. So a couple of follow-ups here. One, did you get your phone privileges back?
Yeah, because she deep down knew I was going to do it. You know?
Yeah, she's just embarrassed because she's your wife.
She knew.
I mean, I mean, whomst among us, you know? And number two.
All my buddies that were there watching the game with me said, that is a great name.
Well, yeah, again, a great name. I don't think anybody has disagreed with your assessment of the situation.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where we all see it. Chuckle to ourselves and move on, that nobody decides to speak about it publicly, but maybe this is the type of person everybody needs in their life. Somebody who is not afraid to step up and say something publicly that needed to be said. Like, hey,
Chewie's a hero, really.
Richard Pounds, you've got a great name, dude. Good for you.
Do you think he liked the fact that I responded to him?
No idea.
I'll try and find him today and ask him privately, but if I had to guess, I think A, he's definitely heard this joke before, but B, the fact that you're the one that emailed and it was reply all, I think it genuinely made him laugh and liked it. Like, I think he was genuinely...
Who, who's, he, Who does he work for?
The Truth. He's a wonderful producer for The Truth.
Oh, he's on The Truth?
Yep. And he is their morning show producer. Nice. I don't know if he's here today or not. I haven't seen him in the building yet. I haven't looked at that either. I haven't done any work.
He's my guy.
James with the great follow-up question. Were any beverages involved in Chewy's reply all? I think the appropriate question, though, James, was how many beverages were involved in Chewy's reply all?
Is wine a beverage?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a beverage.
Put it on the poll. Yeah, is wine a beverage? We get back to Victory Monday and the Green Bay Packers in 2 minutes. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.